This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Debbie Elliott is away. It's time for some of your letters. NPR editor Kitty Eisele's commentary on Jay McGinley came in for criticism from several listeners. McGinley, who calls himself Start Loving, has been on a hunger strike in front of the Sudanese embassy in Washington, trying to draw attention to the crisis in Darfur. Eisele said he made her feel ill at ease, and she wondered aloud why this man had taken up the Darfur cause, so distant from his own life. Monica Wilson wrote in from Oakland, California, to say, "I have rarely heard such a needless and demeaning critique of someone acting for social good than I heard today, and I had to wonder whether Ms. Eisele was offended and embarrassed by his actions or by her own lack of understanding." We also got quite a few letters about Debbie Elliott's profile of Dr. Alfredo Quiñones Hinojosa, a former illegal migrant worker, now a citizen and a neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins University. Many of you were upset to hear someone who entered the U.S. illegally being profiled on our air. Donnie Hampton of Kansas City, Missouri, had this critique for us. "This was yet another thinly veiled attempt by the mainstream media to make people comfortable with illegal immigration and open borders. Señor Quiñones Hinojosa got away with sneaking into our country, and NPR rewarded him for it with a feature story. Shame on you." But others found the story inspiring. Doreen Poretz wrote, "The extraordinary saga of Alfredo Quiñones Hinojosa set me to tears. Now that is the American dream story, if ever I heard one. Thanks for another concrete example of how the human spirit endures." And finally, George Nixon wrote in from Coos Bay, Oregon, with this to say, "Thank you for your inspirational story on Dr. Quiñones Hinojosa, the illegal immigrant who has contributed more to America than Lou Dobbs and the gaggle of deliverance banjo boys who are afraid that these hardworking people are destroying this great land of ours." If you want to sound off about something you've heard on our show, just go to our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us.